From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do you feel it? You feel it, don't you? You walked in feeling good, because it's the third week of Lent. Halfway done. Only three more to go, and then we're through with this. You get to go back to what you were like before. You get to go and eat as much of the chocolates that you gave up, or drink as much of the drinks that you gave up, or swear as much of the swearing that you gave up. I want to be there for that. I want to be there with your mouth full of chocolate, with a beer in your hand, and all the cuss words coming out of your mouth going, "Hallelujah, the Lord is risen." But it is. It's the third week in Lent. I was away from you last week. I went up to, I went all the way to Lutzen, Minnesota. I don't know if anybody has ever in their, oh, there you are. Okay, good. You've been to Lutzen, the hot dog. They say hi. And right there at Lutzen is Lake Superior. It's on the lake. And I had never, ever been there before. It's one of those, I've never been here before moments in your life, and I was having one. And so I did what all good Texans do. When they're confronted with a large body of water and they don't know what to do or how to respond. So I lit a cigar and walked along the shore. But there's not really a shore to walk along because it's the winter. So I walked along this path, across this wooden bridge over this frozen river, and then up a little bit so that I could look out over the whole lake. And I found a bench dedicated to Margaret, beloved daughter, wife, and mother. And I sat there on Margaret's bench and finished my cigar looking out over Lake Superior. While I was sitting there looking out over Lake Superior, I thought to myself, I'd been having a conversation with some friends earlier about being crucial. Something or somebody is crucial to an organization. And I thought, I have never, ever looked up the word crucial and where that the etymology of that word comes from. So being like all good modern people in the middle of upstate Minnesota by Lake Superior, I took out my phone. "Hey Siri, what's the etymology of crucial?" Crucial comes, I believe, if I'm correct, from Sir Francis Bacon and some work he was doing called Instantia, if I said it right, Crucis, or the crucial instance. And it's the moment, like a cross right there, where you have a decision to go right or left. Then I thought, well, that's interesting. A critical, where does critical come from? So I started then typing in critical, got to crisis, got the etymology of crisis, which comes from the Greek decision. So a crisis is actually a decision. Decision comes from the Latin to cut, desicere. So a decision means you have to cut something. So a crisis is a moment where you are in a crucial place where you have to make a decision to go right or to go left, to cut something out of your life completely, to move on. And that's the third Sunday in Lent. I was teasing you about the fact that you ought to go back, but there's a big temptation right now to go back. To go back that way, to go back the way you were, to not change, to go where it was more comfortable the way you were before, and not move forward, not go into what we would call the rest of Lent. Definitely not go to Jerusalem, definitely not go into Holy Week, for sure not Good Friday, because Good Friday means dying. And suddenly in the third Sunday in Lent, we have this story. Jesus inside the temple doing an amazing amount of crazy things. If you could imagine that happening here in an Episcopal church, we would just go, well, bless his heart. It's what we'd say, right? Or we'd say, well, someone call the police. Or we would say, oh, I'm just going to go home. Because that's the kind of crazy that we really don't encounter. I mean, flipping tables. Well, first off, in an Episcopal church, not a lot of cattle inside. But this movement of cows, this movement of animals, this movement of birds, this flipping of the bankers, we don't really pay much attention to the whip of cords that this Jesus makes. But this is the Son of God, Jesus, with a zeal for God so great that he makes a whip. That's a scene. And then, almost in a comical way, is there a sign you can give us for everything that you're doing, crazy person in here with a whip? Like, could you give us a sign? Like, throwing cattle and dove and money around isn't enough of a sign. You tear this thing down, I'll build it back in 3 days. Ha ha ha! 46 years it's taken us to build this, and you'll tear it down and build it back in 3 days. Ha 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 ha! But he wasn't talking about the building. He was talking about the body, the temple. For some reason, we feel the need as human beings to build things to come into. And I helped build this, and so this is pretty, and I like it. I like the way it sounds with their music. I like the way it is all the time, morning, noon, and night. I like it full of people. I like it without people. I like it. It's a sanctuary. It's a home for God. It's a place that we have pushed out all of the wilderness and said, this is the one place where all of that out there is not, and all of this in here is. And yet we turn it and turn it into a marketplace. We bring out there in here much too much. And we forget what this room is for is actually a covering or a tent for the true temple, which is us, these bodies of ours. Jesus provides us with a sense of what that's about by saying, quite honestly, destroy this temple and I'll build it back in 3 days. You want a sign? I'll give you a sign. God is coming into the world in a different and amazing way, so much so that it's going to change everything for the good. But you don't get it because you're still focused on the building and I'm focused on the people. Because the people are the deal. So the crucial moment comes. A critical moment. The moment of decision. What do you do now? Do you say, you bet? Those are great words. They're comfortable. This is a pretty space. I like the music. This is great. It's the third week of Lent. Been on the planet now for 58 years. I've done 3 weeks of Lent before. I've given up the chocolate. I've given up the alcohol. I've given up the cussing. I've given up being a bad person. I've given up yelling at people in traffic. I've decided to give a little money away. I've done all these things, just like I've done all years of my life. Perhaps this third Sunday in Lent should be different. That when Easter comes, you don't go back. You live into the new person that you are, because that's what we're doing here. Each year, we cycle through, we disintegrate who we were, we reintegrate the goodness of God, and we begin again. Crucial moment has arrived again. Do you want to grow, or you just want to stay back? Do you want to grow into the goodness of God, or just stay back? The promise is you are growing constantly if you open yourself up to receive it. The risk is you'll just atrophy and stay. Your decision. A crucial one. Amen.
So sing with me till heaven comes.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.